Hey everyone, welcome to the Pod Awareness Podcast, and thanks for joining me. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube, and also check us out at podawareness.org and on Instagram at podawareness_official. On Instagram, we are doing submissions for Pet of the Week, where you can submit your foster pet, and we'll pick one winner every month, and we'll give $200 to their choice of charity or foster. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Paw Awareness Podcast. Today I have Jabron Malik, Director of Partnerships with Smalls for Cats. And it's a food company, but they also have some pretty unique partnerships with some rescues that I want to talk about. And Jabron, go ahead and introduce yourself, a little bit more about the company and what it is that you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, just thanks so much for having me on, Chris. You know, huge fan and excited to, you know, chat a little bit more. I'm, you know, Jabron Malik from Smalls. I'm the director of partnerships, and just a little bit more about Smalls. So we are a cat food subscription box company, really specializing in ultra high protein food with no fillers of any kind. You know, cheap cat food is often, you know, full of carbs, grains, and other ingredients that cats really don't need or are straight up harmful to those cats. And so by skipping, you know, fillers and preservatives, our recipes have more room for nutrients your cat actually needs. We like to call it human grade fresh. We gently cook human grade ingredients. We flash freeze them. We carefully pack them into dry ice with biodegradable insulation, and so that they can arrive to, you know, customers' doorsteps as fresh as the day that they were cooked.
Yeah. And I definitely want to dive more into that. But first I want to ask you too, I'm kind of impressed by the fact that this is for cats, right? I mean, there's a lot of food companies out there that are dogs and cats or just dogs. I guess this is kind of a multi-part question, is how long has this company been around, and what was the deciding factor and why you guys kind of niched down into cats?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Thank you for that. Yeah. So we've been around since around, like, you know, 2016, 2017. Really, our co-founders, Matthew Michelson and Calvin Bowen, they were looking at the kind of cat food that their friends were buying, right? Noticing that, you know, although that the cat food that their friends were buying were healthy for their wallet, it wasn't exactly healthy in the long term for those cats, right? And so, you know, starting in you know, their kitchen in Manhattan, they started working, you know, home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And then after a couple of weeks, you know, they found out that one of their friends' cats that had an ulcer, was now, you know, started getting, you know, ulcer free because of the food that they're eating. So, you know, and a few more years later, and a few more million meals later, you know, Smalls were not exactly, you know, small batch anymore. And it really started picking up with the pandemic. People were, you know, quarantined into their homes and were looking for a way to, you know, get really, really good cat food directly to them. And that's when we really started realizing, like, wow, like, you know, this is a really big deal. And this has the potential to help, you know, so many people make easy decisions, easy and healthy decisions for their cats.
Yeah. And I think you made a great point too earlier when you spoke. You said that it might be great, it might be nice on your wallet, but it doesn't necessarily translate over to the health of the cat. And as a cat owner myself, I can really relate to that, just seeing kind of what's in some of these cheaper cat foods. And, you know, I think that's really important for any cat owner to really look at that with what you're feeding your cat.
Yeah. When, you know, when with all of our team members, right, it always comes down to, and this happens in every single discussion that we have in the team, whether, you know, debating things and things like that, the question that always boils down to is, we always just look at ourselves, each other, and say, but cats though. Right. And you see that even in all the way to our branding, right? With our recipes, it doesn't say, like, this is chicken, this is turkey, right? This is bird, this is other bird. Really trying to get into the mindset of our furry friends, to think about, you know, how do cats think? What do cats think about? How do cats, like, look at food, right? Like these are all questions that that we are, unlike a lot of other brands, we're very much like cat psychology focused, as opposed to what's best for like the human consumer.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. And something else I wanted to ask you about was, do you guys have any, before we get into the rescue stuff, is do vets back this? Like, do you guys have any vet testimonials or vet partnerships or something along those lines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are things that we're actively working on. But the vets that we have worked with, we've always gotten really, really good reviews with regards to, high protein diets. A lot of our, some of the vets that we talked to have told us, food industry that's kind of inundated, with some of these kind of like, drier food options. It's really, really great that Smalls is around to be, a low carb, high protein approach to cat food. So we got a lot of good feedback on how Smalls really fills a good gap in kind of the market right now.
And so to clarify then, is this more of a raw food approach then? Because I know you mentioned the bio-breweries type. So this is the raw food approach, correct?
So we are not a raw food company. So all of our food is fully cooked to kind of like lock in those proteins. And so we work with our distribution partners. So basically how it works is the food is cooked, and then when it's cooked, it is flash frozen. And then it is sealed in a box with dry ice with biodegradable insulation. So we can get that cooked food as fresh to the customer as possible. Think of it as, as cooking cat food in your home kitchen. That's the kind of vibe that we're trying to go for. And that's the kind of product that we're selling here at Smalls.
And that's really unique too, because I feel like I've bought some like high end food before, but I've never, and then I've heard of the raw food diet, which is very controversial for animals. And I have a podcast on that, but yeah, I think that's great that you guys are doing that. So that's a really unique approach. And one other question is there certain countries that can get it? And like, are there certain countries you cater more towards? Can someone in Europe buy this? I know you said you're based in Boston right now. What's that like?
Yeah. So right now, Smalls is only available within the continental United States. And that's just because like that's right now, operationally, that just guarantees the kind of freshness of that food. So that isn't to say that, later on, we'll be able to, move into different countries. But right now, we're in the United States, and all of our ingredients, are sourced in the United States. It's USDA certified, humanely harvested, and sustainably sourced. No BPAs, no, preservatives, fillers, mystery ingredients, or whatever.
Yeah, and I think, that makes sense, man. I totally get it. In terms of expanding and whatnot, that takes time, and just the logistics behind that are probably, things that you guys are working on. So that's cool. That's exciting stuff. Let's go ahead and talk about, I know that you guys have some rescue partnerships, and what's that like, and kind of how did that come to fruition?
Yeah. That's a great question. At Smalls, as I've talked about before, we always think about bud cats though, right? And we realized that, there are so many rescue animals out there that, they are coming from, really backgrounds that aren't that great. That's why rescue, organizations exist, and that's why we're so thankful for them. And so we really thought that, how can we, help the most cats, as many cats as possible. And when I joined the team in February to really think about this, it really came down to creating this kind of rescue partnership program, where basically what happens is that every cat that is adopted from one of our rescue partners, because we believe that every cat deserves a fresh start to their new life with their new owner, every one of those cats is entitled to a free order of smalls. So that's about, 3 to 4 weeks worth of food to get started. And although customers aren't obligated to stick with us on smalls, our bet is that, their cats will love smalls so much that they'll continue to stay on and order some food with us. And there's also some really awesome, we've had some really awesome successes with a few organizations. Right now we are working with rescues in New York and a couple in LA. We've had some awesome successes in terms of the interest in the program. There was one partner that we worked with, how it works is typically that based on the amount of free trials that that partner are generating, that allows us to send some money back in credits to that organization to use however they need. So we were able to recently send about, $2,000 worth of food to one of our rescue partners to help, feed cats in their care, to send to their volunteers and things like that.
I think that's a really cool idea. And I mean, kind of having like, it's almost kind of like an affiliate program almost.
Right.
And I think that's great, especially for some of these rescues, which that's a huge problem, is money, right? It's money, and it's a nice way to, it's a win-win, and it's kind of this smooth process, it sounds like. So that's exciting that you guys are doing that, especially, given this environment. So, and I guess what I want to ask too is let's say I'm thinking about buying some smalls for my cat, right? Mm-hmm. What does that process look like? I know that you mentioned you order food and it's about a month's worth of food. How many different flavors are there? I know you mentioned you kind of break it up, right?
Yeah.
What does that look like from a consumer standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like super easy. Basically, folks will go onto our website, www.smalls.com. They'll take a short quiz about their cat, and we ask just a few basic questions because, again, we want to make sure that we're doing the best thing possible for their cat. So, we ask them, how old the cat is, what are they neutered and spayed, and also if there are any kind of particular flavor preferences that their cat prefers. And then we also ask we ask just a basic question about the cat's weight as well, like are they slender, are they a little bit of a chunk. So we'll ask that. And then we'll put together kind of a customized package for their sampler. Our flavors, we have chicken, turkey, and beef. They come in two textures. They come in both ground and mince, just so that we are covering all the bases with regards to mouthfeel. We know that cats are notoriously picky eaters. So you want to try to make sure that when we send that kind of initial sampler order, which is what the customer will go through on our website, we really want to make sure that it's a tasting menu for that cat. So the cat will get a little bit of everything. If they stated that there were no preferences in terms of flavor. And then from there, those customers are then connected with a cat concierge, someone from our CS team, and they will be able to then, they will have about 4 to 6 weeks to try out the smallest product. And if they choose to stick with us, they can log on to the portal. They can customize their future order. If you say you order the sampler and you found out that your cat ended up liking the chicken more so than any other flavors, you can log into our portal, customize the order, and be like, okay, so far for my next package, I want to just get only chicken, and that's my subscription, right? You can adjust it anytime, and then you can cancel at any time as well. And our cat concierges are always available to kind of help with any questions with transition and things like that.
That's awesome. And is there like a popular flavor? Like, what do you think is your best seller, I guess?
Yeah. I would say that just based on, the friends I've talked to, and even from what I've seen, from our most popular flavors are probably the chicken flavors.
Nice. Yeah. That's my cat's favorite too. Okay. I was just asking for personal preference for my cat. And I guess and you kind of alluded to this too, is what are some of your guys' goals over the upcoming year or two? What are some big things you have in the works? Are you, you know, how often do you release new products, and what are some goals there?
Yeah. So ultimately, right, our goal is to kind of, you know, disrupt the kind of cat food, you know, pet food in industrial complex, right? Like, I can't tell you how many times I personally have been frustrated building out partnerships with other rescue organizations and them coming back to me and saying, hey, we have an exclusive contract with Purina or Hill Science Diet. And to me, you know, that, right, that's a little bit of a cause for alarm, because when you have generations of cats that are eating these super processed foods, that is, you know, when you're talking about thinking about like genetic drift, right, that is making those cats less actually cats, right? It is taking them away generationally from what they actually are. And those cats won't even know that, right? And so it's creating like less healthy cats in the long term. And so that's one thing that, you know, Smalls is very, very dedicated to doing, right? We want to make sure that cats are living as healthy as possible for a long time. And in terms of, you know, things, you know, on the horizon, right? We are, you know, playing around with, you know, we're trying to figure out new recipes for new flavors, right? One of our big things right now is figuring out how we can do fish, because we know a lot of cats love eating fish, and so that's one of our big priorities in terms of like thinking about new products. We're always thinking about other things, right? It's like, how can we, you know, partner with other brands and organizations that are helping cats to help, you know, better accessorize our product, right? And so you know, working with, you know, pet accessory companies that sell cat bowls and bundling our food with their cat bowls. So, you know, sky is the limit in terms of, you know, new things and new kind of initiatives. One of the things right now, though, is we are definitely, you know, working hard to grow and expand our partnerships program. And so, you know, if any kind of, you know, rescue organization or shelter is interested in working with us in our rescue partnership program, you can, like, don't hesitate to like send me a note Gibran, Jibran at smalls.com. We would love to work with you guys.
That's amazing. Yeah. Any rescue listening, reach out to these guys. And I think that's awesome that you're doing that. And lastly, where can people reach out to you? I know that you mentioned an email. What social medias are you guys on? I know you mentioned the website already. What's that like?
Yeah, so folks can primarily reach out to us on our Instagram. So we are Smalls for Cats on Instagram, and we're super responsive. We're always checking our DMs. I'm checking the DMs all the time, and, you know, directly interfacing with, you know, partners and things on Instagram DM. We are like a super transparent organization. I even, like, with regards to even our rescue partners, I'm literally like texting them like every day. So we're like a super easy to get a hold of. And if you have any questions, you know, you can email me personally with the email that I provided earlier, or you can DM our team at Smalls for Cats on Instagram.
Amazing. And whatever platform you're listening on, that will be in the link below. Gibran, I want to thank you so much for coming on and educating us about what you guys are doing over there. I think it's amazing. Thank you so much for coming on.